guys, welcome back to Town Dining episode 2, and I'm so happy today because obviously K-Sharks have won. Kibiwot was man of the match. I'm so happy that we are out of the relegation, Sheng.
For now.
Aturudi hapo. For now. Muhoroni will hold that position for us. Aturudi chini.
Time will tell.
Time will not tell anything. Mluya, fanya ile kazi. Fanya ile kazi, my dude.
So, leo tuna recap match day 21 of the Kenyan Premier League.
FKF.
Yeah, so, hivi kitu lienda game gani kwanza? Tuanzia hapo.
AFC versus Boranga Seals.
Yeah, so our teams zilicheza Saturday. Yako ilicheza?
Yangu ilicheza leo.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
So, yeah, Gor Mahia played on Saturday to a 0-0 draw to Ulinzi. Bro, last episode nilisema Ulinzi ya back walai bilai for real cha huko ilo wamerudi. Yeah, so their keeper had a man of the match performance at Machakos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fans were behind Omala, the initiative, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so it was a good game, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Leander Machakos?
Mm-hmm.
It was a good game generally, so.
Do you think like the loss that Gor Mahia had affected them in any way coming into this Ulinzi game? Because you remember there's someone who said Ulinzi watalipa. I don't want to name names. No, I'm not naming names, but if you're watching this, you know. Ulisema, after you give me a police na Gor, Ulinzi watalipa.
Yeah, so I think we went to Machakos for a win, so.
Yeah.
But nile Ulinzi walikuwa wameshajipanga nini. Mm-hmm. Ka goalkeeper alikuwa man of the match, wa jambi mbona.
Ali save mingi.
Naona sasa.
Okay.
Yeah, so AFC Leopards beat Muranga Sharks narrowly. Muranga Seals.
Yeah,
walipiga 1-0 at Nyayo Stadium.
Yeah.
And Muranga Seals walienda one man down in the second half at around the 80th minute after a high boot. So
ngine hapo kali. Kwanza before we get into this game, the game ya police. Give me a police ilishaje, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, police drew 0-0 after with Posta and Aposta walipata a red card in the 6th minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like a shock. It was a shock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as you know, Gor fans, kulikuwa grao kushabikia Posta Rangers. Sisi kama haters wa police FC. Yeah. So
you have an eternal enemy in police.
I'm always chaser as I say, Obana. So yeah. Poster for some time they have been like badly off, but nimeona a new poster in Saturday's game.
Yeah.
Wali, like they were defending compactly.
Mm-hmm.
Even after losing their a man down, so like that early in the match. So
yeah,
police walishindwa kupiga 10-man poster, which means poster are second on the log.
Mm-hmm.
They are third on the log after Nairobi City Stars beat Al Bandar FC at Shakahola. Uko
at Shakahola.
Uko chini. Uko Mbaraki uko.
Nilidhani Muranga ndio kunaitwa Shakahola.
Kuna Shakahola
FC wanaita home ground ya Muranga Seals Shakahola.
It is very mkienda uko. I'm
intrigued. I actually want to go to that 2-8 game ya Muranga Seals nione kani ukweli.
Yes.
Kwa ni Shakahola.
St. Sebastian is like, it's very hostile to away fans and away teams. Yeah, they know how to bring the
atmosphere.
Kwa nini. Yeah, but
na taska pia leo wakashinda.
Shabana
Shabana, you guys are going down, man.
Kina Kenan, kina Biko, kina Morasi, hata watatuchukia bana.
Hey
bro, 4-0.
4-0, ay, that's embarrassing,
at home.
That's
reloading
bad.
The stadium, 4-0.
And the craziest thing is, even top scorer akufanya ile maneno.
Imagine kapoitwa kufunga na mlipigo phone. By the way, congratulations to Erambo alikuwa man of the match hiyo game.
Yeah.
Proper defensive midfielder. Now, proper also midfielder.
Shafan, also Shafan. Hey, congrats my guy. Goals, ish. Goals on goals. Now, kwa AFC. You game.
First of all, referee.
Ah, nimesahau kusema kitu. Shout out to all the new players who are able to play this, their first game. Na player alisainiwa na police from Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
Shoutouts. I just had to say that.
A big shout-out.
Yeah, a big shout-out to you.
Yeah, game ya leo umeonaje? AFC versus Murang'a Seals.
Kwanza, first of all, I don't know what was going on with that referee. Vitu, hata tulikuwa tunasema, vene tulikuwa tumeka hapo chini, tulikuwa tunasema, the things he's supposed to call, he doesn't call them. Then they simple contact sport kind of football ndio anakola hapo every time, like he was bringing the momentum ya game very down, like you guys are trying to like do a counter, ndo yo he has called for something that is so minute, something so small, and honestly the referee he just needs to go and Arihas, whatever he was trying to do, because it wasn't making sense.
Ajie mambo yake. Me personally, in the second half, he was so bad in the second half, man.
Yeah.
The red card was deserved, yes, but some faults as it was in a fakuawadiwa.
True.
Because like, ile kupemse body, bro. This is football, man. Kani mekurusha hivi ni sawa, that's an offense, that's a fall, but body on body juu kuna time like sijui kani omune ama nani he overpowered Seme,
yeah.
Ameachwa one on one na nini alafu tunasikia firimbu na shindua what was that, it was not
what
a foul
do, yeah.
Bro, like a one on one with the nini, yeah. Is but it's okay, so nikiuliza what do you think of Murang'a Seals in the second half of the season?
In the second half, I think there's so much the coach needs to work on. Like, just even using this game as an example, like when it comes to set pieces, I don't know if I should always cry about set pieces in every game. I don't know why people always focus on the game, then forget that set pieces are part of the game. Because you look at the set pieces, especially free kicks and corners, unangalia uko like, kwani these people don't practice? I don't know what is going on. They had some pretty good chances where unaona tu mtu ana kick. Let's say, for example, it's a free kick and there's a wall there. Someone is kicking right into the wall. And sometimes it's not a must you kick it right into the wall. Mtu unapenanga pasi side alafu, unatai kuavert or make a side, like anything that will work. And and they're pretty, Murang'a Seals players are not that tall. But I can say when it comes to aerial duels, wanatai. I'll give an example of Balecho. There's so many chances in Yulkunaona. Aerial duels, he's getting them. So on that front, they're playing very well, but there's still a lot that needs to, also their counter. They're not that araka-araka when it comes to counter. You don't slow down a counter because obviously you're giving the other team time to restructure, time to form their defense line, and it was just all over the place. Honestly, today, AFC should have won like 6 goals.
Yeah.
Your game in Geisha 6-0.
First of all, the issue with the AFC, like after walifunga bao, in the first half, in the second half, Seals came back like with pressure. So after some time, matter after Seals were in the 10-man down, like AFC walikuwa wanashika ball, wakifika katikati, wanarudisha nyuma. Bro, just attack, please. Please,
hadi
the fans wanateta. Please, attack. Alafu, kuangalia Seals, nikaulizo personally, Seals, wako na ile pressure, ni sawa ni pressure, but, neza sema nile,
nini?
Ile like, unajua like, the first, they overperformed in the first,
in the first half
of the season.
Yeah.
So, but, nikuulizwa mimi neza like ambia sales, this is your first season in the top flight na games kaza leo, si games mnakuja mneza pata points tatu, but like a team like go like AFC Leopards walikuwa mejaza like stands from the left to the right, ni mkona juu wako na that support nini game kai mnakuja mnajipanga mnatulia like Silts wakianza, like this season ikianza walikuwa a more reserved team. Tumeona game plan yao imeimprove, wameanza like kuattack nini. Yes, wako sawa, but just take your chances, man. Kuna one-on-ones mnauza, kuna tap-ins mnauza. You need like just 35 points. Mkona 24 points, you need just like 10 more points to stay in the league. So just pole pole tu, mnasukumwa pole pole. Msikuwe na ile pressure ya lazima tu nini. Azii, some teams zimeishi huku na zinaendanga, zinarudi. So nyi sidhani hata mnashuka nini, but that
our
pressure, yeah, that pressure should just is get into your head.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. As in, msikuwe na pressure. Even us, like for us Karibangi Sharks, tukua relegation zone, honestly. Nasa tumitoka relegation zone. Misi juu kwa nini mko na pressure, what's the pressure for? Like, just relax. It's not that deep. As long as you continue playing good football, the results are going to show themselves. And so, for you today, who do you say, like, the guys that impressed you with first, their performance?
First of all, Victor Omune. Who was the man of the match?
Same. My man of the match.
Yeah, so Victor Omune, Gitego played well for like his start of a game. Last week we saw him and like they weren't offering him like any options to play, but today he was getting chances. Like he caused the Muranga Seals nini problems. Mind you, he's just 21 years old.
And he
21 years old, sorry. Yeah. And like kuna chance ali miss a proper chance.
Big one.
So hopefully ata take in with time atakuwa like a proper bowler for them. Yeah, for Muranga Seals nili fry with Semo. Bro, Semo is one of the best like fullbacks in the league. Kitu tu inamkwamia ni like physique inamnyorosha kidogo, but yeah, going up defending like he's such a proper fullback. Balecho obviously like he was just he was the light kwa hiyo attack yao,
especially in the first half when they weren't doing anything.
Yeah, ukiangalia quality imeletwa kwa like ilikuwa kwa hiyo lineup yao, they were lacking quality, but Balecho alikuwa one guy to watch in that team. So
yeah,
those are my guys kwa leo. Na referee bana,
referee pia the 13th man, niseme 13th man 12th. Honestly, for me, I would say pretty much the same venye tu umesema. Victor, amazing game, amazing performance. So did Arthur. Thought his performance was pretty solid. But also, I would like to add Musa and Hassan.
Number 50 or number 88?
Hassan, yeah. Number 80.
Mm-hmm.
His performance was good. His performance was good for me. I thought the tackles that he was making were very important and very vital. And he was the guy who was at the right time when he's supposed to be there. So I'll say Hassan, Musa, Victor, and Arthur Gitego. When it comes to Muranga Seals, honestly, Balecho's performance continues to impress me. And ulikunaona, the thing that most surprised me about him is his defensive side. Because I don't think personally I have seen that much of his I've seen his attack, but his defense, not that much. And I saw it today. Like, he was the guy who was tracking back and Indian ended up having trouble with Nyuma, trying to provide chances for people, creating space for other players. Honestly, yeah. There's a summer PIA. And there was this guy who was added on. I think his name is Francis UK. It's a something like that. If I'm not wrong, for Muranga Seals.
For Seals.
Yeah.
Is the substitute.
Yeah. He came on as a substitute in the second half. I think he was also. Let me confirm his name. Oh, it's Dennis Kweyu. Why am I saying Francis?
Dennis Kweyu.
Yes. I think also his performance was very good.
Yeah. So that's our episode today. And Dex has something to say.
Producer, welcome me to the show, please.
Oh.
Welcome me to the show. I need to be welcome. I was listening to you guys, and I actually want to hear your thoughts on one thing. I was just chilling at home, watching my beloved Arsenal team play against West Ham, lakini EC Forum yaiyo.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was scrolling through the channels, nikona kuna Premier League on KBC.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea.
For real, you didn't know? No, now they have the deal with Azam and KBC. So
we need to talk about that deal because Saikwa na FKF Premier League on free to air
screen, yeah.
Is amazing.
That's a plus. Yeah. That's a plus.
Wasa walikuwa anateseka kuona game. Wasa wataki kulipa extra kuliwatch Azam, ile story ya DSTV. Ile story ya DSTV ili nini. Illustrated DSTV obviously collapsed. Azam came through, but Badu lazima ulipe. Not everyone can afford it. Not everyone can afford good the stadium. So it's study when you're studying in 1500.
Yeah.
I was so impressed. The fact that I could watch FKF Premier League on live TV that is free to air.
Yes.
And we watch game ya. Iliko game ya. KCB na Homeboys.
Na Homeboys. Oh.
And then this man, Derek Otanga, scored a beautiful free kick. Hey, to make it 2-1. And that is how the game ended. But. Yeah. I want to hear your thoughts on us having this FKF Premier League on free to air and what it means to even kids, people who can't afford.
Yeah. You know. First of all, the coming of the deal Scott TV zinatuonyesha ligi yetu ko like tumeanza like we are going back to like to where we were nini. Alafu bro, people wanajua ni kawa kwa TV easy catalog za mabao ziko kwa screen squeeze.
Mhm.
Eriki anafunga overhead kick, ndo hizo free kick. Mushiri anafunga free kick kila game squeeze.
Yeah.
Ndo hiyo game ingine ya KCB. Like, watu wanaanza kuona the competitiveness of the league na even though most of us tunataka, inasaidia like the league to grow. Wase wataanza kujua timu yangu inacheza nene. So kasi hezi fika Macha, kasi hezi fika Homa Bay. Tuko locked SofaSet branch. Tuko locked Kijani, tuna watch game nini. So I feel it's a plus for our game.
Yeah, honestly for me, I think the same way. It's a beautiful opportunity for us to grow our football and for people to like get a chance. Because sometimes, as in you've never been to any game and... Ukitune into Viko TV upate game, you'll be like, okay, I'm interested to see what this is all about. And probably from there, we can start getting fans. We can start getting people to come now to the stadium. So I think it's a stepping stone.
Now, kila kwa stadium, hashtag ni?
Taondani. Twende grau. So I think for me, it's a wonderful opportunity. Also for the players to get their names out there. So when you get a chance to see them on TV, it really just boosts morale.
I had two things. That was number one. Number two, mulikuwa karibu kubaliza show na mjonge about Shabana. Shabana.
First of all, kabla tuseme vitu wamefanyiwa.
Before
tuseme vitu wamefanyiwa leo. Next game unajua wako na nani?
Wako na nani?
The beat and run enders. That is police.
Police.
So my prayer is we need Shabana back. So we need them to nyorosha police ama they hold them to a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because by the way it's a double header at
Ngoja,
police.
Unataka police wachapwe.
Nataka wa draw na Shabana.
Oh.
We have drunk Kenan tears for some time, man. We need to see his joy back. So ni double header uko police, so Ulinzi na Posta Rangers watacheza huko kwanza, then police na Shabana at police circle. So yeah, leo wame hey bro, 4-0 at home. Wajadan Rudi.
Imagine.
Mimi sioni kama kitu kayo ita happen. Police, honestly. Police now, the way they are stacked, wende kudro na Shabana. Kwani cheche, takuwa melale yosiku wama. Because it's not making sense. Police, they have such a stacked squad. Unajua nini, ni machungu inafanya onge hivi. You guys, unajua, ukienda defense cheche yako hapo, ukienda midfield ndo yu abudo mara hapo, wanafanya maneno. Ukienda uko mbele akina Rashid, akina Tito.
Anyway, guys, so Shabana, they are bad but not badly off. We still have games to play. I'm actually at
you but I want to praise Shabana. You're a police. Hey, you chuki that are deep.
Yeah.
That are deep.
I'm a tajia titu ni kaskia.
Police ni Gor Mahia B.
Man, they poach a lot, guys.
Wow. Baka umesema timu ya Kinan iko sawa.
Yeah, man. Kama leo, we had our friend Grau. Murata kwa nataka kusikia jina ya timu yake bwana. They are hurting, man. We need to...
Shabana, mnaua fans wenyu bwana.
No, maliza. Mm-hmm. And it's not nice. Hopefully... Okay. Yeah, but... Like kuongea ukweli, sioni hata wakipiga hiyo police. Shabana wako mbaya, wako in the pits, man. So that's hopefully we get to watch that game to make a bila kwenda game ya Shabana. Tawaletea my in-depth nini kutoka huko game ya police na Shabana.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Okay, so for predictions, na kusema uniambe what you think. Anzuia, yeah. Sugar versus Bandari.
Nani wako home?
Anzuia.
Bandari might scrap something out of uko kwa kina Nzoia.
Mm-hmm.
So 2-1 Bandari win.
2-1 Bandari. Then we have at the same time City Stars versus Gor Mahia.
Guess what? Guess who's back?
Alafu Muhammad Ali wafanyi ile
kitu. No, Moha is not on, by the way.
Ako na injury.
I guess he's out for a minute. So
ooh, okay.
Yeah. Beshte yetu, tulikuwa tunaongea na Ndex Jose, tunasema venye Masha yuko era bla 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 bla. Bro, he's back.
Oh, so
hopefully,
Masha is back.
Hopefully tutaona options kwa number 10. Rather, other than Austo, kwa hiyo midfield tutaona Masha. Hopefully we win this game. So a 3-0 win to Gor Mahia.
Sibomana Tanza.
For sure, he started the weekend
nice
game.
Nice one. Honestly, I'm always rooting for Sibomana to start. Muranga Seals versus Bidco United.
A Seals win.
Ah. Police Shabana. Siongina machungu.
Ah, for my boy Cheche basi. 2-1 police win.
Okay. On Sunday now, we go to Kariobangi Sharks versus Talanta.
Talanta mtani.
We kwenda
Talanta win.
Ah.
A 2-1 win for Talanta. You remember Talanta, like they play attacking proper. See, like kuguza ball like Sharks. Talanta wakisema ni kuattack, wana attack hadi kwa post. See, you kwa midfield touches 200 na hakuna nini uko mbele. So yeah, 2-1 win to Talanta.
Posta versus Ulinzi Stars.
Bra. A draw to both of them. A two to draw.
Okay, Tusker KCB.
Naona kaa KCB wanataka wako na ile machungu. Unajua walipigwa 5-0.
Nakumbuka, we were there, man, to witness the thrashing. They were shot
5-0 by Eric Kapaito and friends.
Eric Kapaito with the...
So hopefully yeah, watakuja tu na machungu kwa hiyo game but watanyorosho tu. So 3-1 Tusker, sorry.
A 3-1 Tusker. Okay. Yeah. And then there's Sofapaka and Muhuruni.
Sofapaka win.
Sofapaka, how? By how many?
A 2-0 win, Sofapaka.
2-0 win Sofapaka.
See, they're at home.
You mean Sofapaka versus Muhoroni?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Muhoroni are bad there in the pits, man.
They're already in the relegation. Nikubaya. And then there's, lastly, Kakamega Homeboys versus AFC Leopards.
An easy draw to... an easy draw, by the way. Ukiangalia Kakamega Homeboys, watajaribu ku... kukazia they are like they are tunaweza sema wametoka at the same place with the FC, so a 1-1 draw.
Okay,
adios.
Do I do my predictions ama?
Yeah.
Utaniuliza?
Sure. So
ama ni jiulize.
Nzoia Sugar Bandari.
Bandari 2-1 to Bandari.
Wewe mbona kufanya predictions ile alikuwa anafanya?
Hey.
Oh, ningefanya at the same time?
Hey.
Ah, pole.
Muranga Seals, Bidko?
Muranga Seals, all the way. 1-0 to Muranga Seals.
The greatest team in the region. Gor Mahia versus... Oh, City Stars versus Gor Mahia.
Ish. And now knowing that Ali wouldn't be playing, Gor Mahia win, I think, a 3-1. Maybe... something to make Omala happy and probably Ata Runia neza funga. Ama Masharia.
Police FC aka Police St. Germain versus
PSG.
Shabana Mafans.
PSG versus Shabana. Wow. I think this is a solid win, especially because they haven't...
For Shabana?
For Police?
Oh, sorry.
Because they didn't win over the weekend, so... yeah, I'm going to go with the Police, and probably Tito will continue breaking hearts and goals and everything.
Karibangi Sharks versus Talanta Jana Tito.
Karibangi Sharks. When I move on, Kaisteria Tito Araka, Karibangi Sharks all the way. My team, you guys, please make me proud. Now continue with this winning streak from this Minnesota.
One win out of five, nine winning streak. One win out of five.
Tumeanza upia. 2-1-2 Sharks.
Sofapaka versus Muhoroni Youth.
Muhoroni Youth. I'm going to go with the Sofapaka, and I'm hoping the striker, Anitwa Onyango, yeah, will be playing that game and he will score. So shout out to Onyango, by the way.
Posta Rangers versus Ulinzi Stars.
Birgen Anacheza.
Yeah, he's back.
Nice one, my guy, my captain. Captain Birgen all the way.
Wakipigwa ntamtolea hii clip ni mwambie uli jinx.
Ai, siku jinx. Aki, Birgen, mi siwezi ku jinx, by the way. So, actually, 2-1 to Ulinzi.
FUC playing versus Kakamega Homeboys who are at home.
FC walinikasirisha joke tu chapa. They absolutely annihilated us.
It's
but
ball, no beef.
So when is a care Tito beef, but mean
just
care
saying, just
AFC
saying, just
beef.
Just saying.
Please. But AFC, man, they are, let me say a 2-2. I don't know. Ken atakuwa merudi.
A 2-2
Kama atakuwa merudi, awatashinda. Kama atakuwa merudi, awatashinda.
Biasness.
Okay.
KBC Tusker.
Ati KBC Tusker.
KCB Tusker, sorry. My God.
Tusker. Oh my God. Tusker all the way. They are going to thrash them. And Aki, I don't want to jinx it, but Aki, me no bear kapaito asko. Kapaito.
One thing I'll do, I'll just send those players these clips. Niwaambia nani anawa jinxingi.
And that's Jawai jinx. That is the end.
That is the end of our episode. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Taundani.
Like, share to your friends, to your girlfriends, to your side chicks.
To your
Valentine's seasons. Bye, guys.
Oh, as we go, just before we go, I just want to say RIP to
Kiptum.
Calvin Kiptum.
Yeah,
marathon guys. Champion has just passed away. Yeah,
and
rest in peace.
We're sending condolences to the family. May God give you peace.